Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, it was a snow day and they were stuck in their apartment. They threw a breaker, went into the basement to turn it back on, but they weren't alone there.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, would you share it with us? You can call in anytime, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you prefer an ad-free version of the show, you can go that route. You'll also get advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. Go there. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And Harper, girl, so you were out of town last weekend.
I recently went to go stay in Manhattan, Kansas, which was really fun. But the Airbnb felt odd in a sense.
Yeah, because so you were there, I don't know how long. Maybe it was evening when I got a text from you, late afternoon. I don't remember. But you're like, this Airbnb is creepy.
Yeah, it is.
And you were just getting really, really bad vibes. So what were you feeling?
It was just like this overwhelming, like nauseous, being watched feeling. It was really odd.
Because I was a little concerned because I'm like, oh, this girl's never going to sleep.
I slept. But it was just like.
Yeah, you said the Airbnb is definitely haunted. It's got a weird energy to it. And I feel like someone's watching me. Then you went out to a Chinese place and it was really good.
Yes, that was very good.
I was watching basketball. And then. You said later, I just walked through the doorway and I feel nauseous, like all of a sudden.
It's just like you get up like onto the porch and then just like all of a sudden you just feel nauseous. It was really weird.
Because you felt fine when you pulled up to the house.
I felt fine just like before I got up to like the main porch area.
I get it because I'll go in places. I can't describe it necessarily. A lot of times my heart starts racing and I just feel uneasy. It's like this, maybe it's like a fright or flight thing that I want to leave. I don't know what causes that kind of panicky feeling in me. And when you feel it, you feel it. But nothing paranormal happened and you ended up sleeping fine.
It was just only that creepy feeling that like you would like just in that house, that would just like roam around the house.
Was there places in the house that it felt stronger than other places?
Specifically the staircase.
Oh.
It was the only part of the house that was kept original and not remodeled. It was like an older Sears house, like one of those catalog houses.
Because somebody might be listening right now and they're like, I have no idea what Harper meant by that.
Okay, so back in the day, they used to have like, Sears used to give you the supplies to build your own house. You can either like hire someone, you or a group of friends, or honestly just you could build the house because there wasn't really Lowe's or any other stores along the lines of that, so you could get the stuff to build the house. So Sears did that. You could get the stuff from Sears to get the house.
Mm-hmm. And they would ship you all the wood, everything you need. It was kind of like a modular home, I guess.
Yeah.
And so this was early 1900s. And so out here in the Midwest, there's a lot of homes like that because, you know, if you lived in a city, getting the supplies, all of that would have been much easier to do than living out here. It's really interesting. So that was an older house. So I don't know. And you researched it, didn't find anything on it?
Yeah, I couldn't really find anything.
I don't know. But when you feel it, you feel it.
Yeah.
So we're going to start today with a call. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
I just called in to share one of my experiences that happened to me a year ago. So as I recall, it was the month of November And we live in Brunswick, down in Maine. We usually get a lot of snow down here. And that particular day, we were having a big snowstorm outside. So my college was off, and my brother, he didn't went to work that day. He just took a day off. And we were just chilling in our apartment. Oh, and it's a two-bedroom apartment. So it's a pretty big apartment. And he was just in his room reading his book. And I was in the living room just watching TV. And this happened. It was not even nighttime. It was he's in the middle of the day. So I think this incident happened at around, I guess, it was 1 p.m., I guess. Yeah, so I just got hungry, so I went over to the kitchen to grab some leftover pizzas. I just took it out from the refrigerator, and I went over to the microwave to heat it up. So as I was heating it up, the kitchen's breaker, the main switch, kind of tripped over. So it usually used to happen whenever we used high-voltage equipment. The breaker used to trip over. And that day it tripped over, so I knew what had happened. So we had to go all the way downstairs in the basement to turn it back on. So the kitchen's circuit board, it was different, and all the other rooms' circuit board, it was different. So all the other rooms, they had their electricity. The only kitchen's electricity was out. So I knew what had happened. So I went downstairs, and our basement is not that big, and we could just like see everything standing at one spot, so it's not that big. It has only those necessary stuff down there, all those heating equipments and big oil containers and water heaters and stuff like that. So as I was just turning the switch over back on, I heard someone clear their throat. It was like it was like twice. So I heard someone clear their throat, okay, and kind of startled me a little bit, but I was still a little bit confused, thinking what I heard. I was not that sure what I heard. So so as I just turned it back on, and as I was heading back upstairs to the kitchen, and now this is the part what scares me the most, okay? It still gives me the goosebumps whenever I think about it. So I heard, well, I didn't hear. I felt someone chuckle right behind my neck, okay? It was like just inches off my neck. I heard a child's chuckle. And it was soft. It kind of like a whispery, but it was a chuckle. I was pretty sure about that. And I just ran up to my brother's room, and I told him whatever had happened. And one problem my brother has is he never gets scared easily. So I was about to call 911 because I thought that there was somebody downstairs and I was scared. And my brother was like, he went to the kitchen, he grabbed the kitchen knife and he went downstairs to the basement. So he took a look around, nothing was there. And a little bit later, even I went downstairs with him and took a look around, nothing was there. It was pretty much nothing there. I know what I heard, and I know what I felt, and my brother, he didn't believe me, but still, you know, it kind of sounds crazy, but it still haunts me sometimes whenever I think about that basement, and sometimes the breaker still trips over, but I never go downstairs to fix it up. Whenever my brother comes down back home, he goes downstairs and fix it up. I just leave it like that, and still, I just get scared to go down to the basement, and we had gone down there a lot of times. I went down there a couple of times before, and nothing like this had happened. But that day, it was pretty crazy. You know, I will never forget that day. And it was crazy. Okay, so this is my story, and I love your podcast, so just keep up the good work, and I'm thinking about becoming an EPP member soon.
So what do you think about that? Like, he's been in the basement before. He's had that problem before. And hearing somebody go, that's such a distinctive sound, because you would just assume somebody from another apartment's down there. But you turn around and nobody's down there.
And like inches away from me, that'd be really creepy.
Well, then he heard like a child giggle or something like right behind him. And it sounded like that was when he got back to his apartment. And it's not like it seems like he has constant things going on, but those two things alone would be enough for me.
Yeah, it really would be.
Hypothetical. If you were living in an apartment, I know you're just 10, so that's why it's hypothetical. And the breaker went out. You needed to go turn it back on in the basement. You go down there, you hear, go back up to your apartment. You hear child giggling behind you. Next time that breaker needs to be turned back on, could you go down there by yourself again?
No.
I know, right? I would be like,
I'm stuck. My dog's with me.
I would be like, I guess I just have to sit here in the dark or whatever.
I'll sit here in the dark.
I don't know. That would creep me out.
Yes.
Okay, so let's see. There's another story today. And this says, hey guys, I have many stories to tell, but one is the most interesting and I thought you would enjoy it. I call this my 70s ghost story. Okay, I live in Austin. The year was 2002. Speaking of cool places to visit, Harper, Austin. That would be cool. We could go see my other sister who lives there. Says, I lived alone. I had no animals at the time. My boyfriend would also be in and out and travel for several days, but didn't live there. So when I knew he would be in town, I would leave notes for him or something like that when I knew I wouldn't be home when he got there. I came home one time when I thought he was going to be there, and he ended up being delayed. The notepad I had on the chair had obviously been red, not blown over by the AC or anything, but I could tell someone had been in the house. And in addition, a few other things were moved a little bit. I was frustrated and called the apartment office and asked if the maintenance man or anyone had been in my place for any reason. And they said no and confirmed no one had been in there. One time my boyfriend had slept in while I went to work. And when I got home, I saw a Halloween card that belonged to my son that I usually kept packed away as it was a few years old. The card said, "Sweetie" on the front. And my boyfriend thought I left it out for him on the bathroom counter that morning because he said I called him sweetie on my way out the door. I told him no. I did not put the card there and how ridiculous it would be for me to do such a thing. I don't know that that would be ridiculous. It could be kind of sweet, but it would be a weird way to be like, hey, sweetie, here's a card I gave to my child for Halloween years ago.
Is it like re-gifting a card, I guess?
Yeah, which is really like, hey, sweetie, here's a creepy Halloween card.
Not necessarily something you do, but okay.
But not anything that was even for you. Even like, hey, remember this cute card I gave you for Halloween years ago? That's not even it. It's the kid's card.
Yeah.
When I would take a nap in that apartment, I would always feel like something was caressing my hair and shoulders ever so lightly. And I ignored it because if I was napping, I really needed to get some rest. Okay, I got to stop here because if you were
caressing my hair and shoulder
ever so lightly, but if you were trying to take a nap and that happened, I don't nap very well anyway. So I get it. If I need a nap, I need a nap. But if something's caressing my hair, I couldn't ignore it. Could you ignore it?
No.
No. And then listen to this. So after all that, it goes, so, like S with a bunch of O's all in caps. So, now to the freaky part.
As if that wasn't freaky enough.
Right. But she ignored that freaky part. Was able to ignore it anyway. One night, I woke up to what I thought was someone breaking into my house because I heard bare feet scooting across the carpet. I always kept a light on in my closet, and when I opened my eyes, there stood a man, maybe in his late 20s to 30s, looking at me, scratching his head like he was confused and was sort of transparent. He was wearing white boxers and a white undershirt, and had straight bob-styled hair and 70s-style large-rimmed glasses. I immediately was freaked out and shut my eyes to try to get back to sleep and pretend it wasn't happening. Like, this person and I are so different because if I had just seen that, I would freak out like she did, but shut my eyes and try to get back to sleep and pretend it wasn't happening would be the last thing. I would be so panicked and freaked out.
I would call the police.
Oh, it gets worse. I immediately felt the caressing of my hair and shoulders. I shot out of my bedroom and planted myself in my recliner and turned on the living room light. At the same time, I heard plinking, in quotes, in my kitchen, like someone was stirring an empty coffee cup. At the time, I didn't have a coffee maker and my counters were totally clear of any dishes. I stayed awake until I went to work a couple hours later, obviously pretty shaken and kind of dreaded going home, but decided to reconcile with the ghost and inform him of the house rules while I cooked that night. I remember telling him, "You are dead. If you see a light, I don't know, just what I'm told, there may be one. Your family is probably waiting for you. If you choose to stay, that's cool too. Just don't slam doors or watch me in the shower. You can watch TV with me too."
That's something I would do.
We can watch TV together. I would have added in no caressing my hair lightly, no touching my shoulders, but you can watch TV with me. Yeah. I would have added a couple more things. From that day forward, I never had one thing happen in that house. I guess I sent him on his way. Maybe that's why he was scratching his head, looking confused because he didn't know he was dead. I'm glad he was not a bloody corpse or anything. I felt so bad after I sent him on his way. Maybe he didn't want to go. But I wonder how long he'd been wandering around wondering why he was still here. I hope you enjoy the story. It's 100% true. I have more if you want. Thanks. I don't know. I find it interesting that after sending him on his way, she felt guilty about that. Wouldn't you feel like I've helped him find some peace?
Yeah, I would have felt relieved.
Especially if you saw him and he's scratching his head like he's confused.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I do think, obviously, it was the right thing to do, just to be straight up, hey, you are dead, and you can't be here, but you can watch TV with me. Like, no scare of me, but TV's cool. We can do that together. I do like that setting up the boundaries and speaking that out loud, and I think that worked, because why else did the activity stop?
I don't know.
I would be like, you can hang out here when I'm not around. Do whatever you want. But when I come home...
Not whatever you want.
Okay, limitations. Like, you can't go move and stuff, but you can hang out. Yeah. Don't go scaring my pets.
Yeah.
But I think I would add in, the best idea for you would be to move on.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks so much for listening.